This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Happy Valentine's Day. Okay, we'll get through this. Yeah, like I said, even married people and, you know, people in relationships kind of get a little nervous about today. I was nervous. I woke up going, okay, I got to be like really Valentine's-y to hubby. And I what did that mean? Did it mean I brush my teeth first before I kiss him? What did it mean? So I just shook things up a little bit. And so hopefully that worked. You know, unfortunately in relationships, you start to kind of do the same thing over and over again. And you don't realize you're doing the same thing over and over again, you know, and just sometimes something just new, right? Even if it's like shaving your legs, sometimes that does go a long way and it means a lot. But we talked about this a couple days ago, how this day causes a lot of stress for people. But I thought today we would talk about how people who have trouble expressing love can do it in different forms. Okay, I wrote a little article on this. And I'm not very good with the lovey-dovey. I'm just not. I think once... Okay, so if I want to be lovey-dovey and romantic, as soon as I think about what I want to do, I get the cringes because I'm like, oh, that's so mushy. You know, or that's really weeny, or that's too girly, or it's just... I don't know. Okay, and so then I chicken out. And then I'm like, no, I need to do it. I need to say it. I need to whatever. And then when I do it, it just doesn't sound right. It just doesn't flow. And what I used to do when I was younger is I would always use, like, comedy. You know, for me, when I flirted with people, it wasn't the whole batting the eyes and, you know, unzipping or unbuttoning the sweater because I didn't really, that wasn't my forte. My forte was comedy. So I would do a funny poem, or I would say something funny, or I would just get louder around them or something. I don't know. And that's how I would let the guy know that I liked him. And so if the other person doesn't realize that's what you're doing, then it falls flat. So the point I'm trying to make is you need to play to your strengths. Now, mind you, if you're a comedian and in your relationship all you do is... I get a text. You know, if all you do is comedy, that's going to drive them crazy. You know, so sorry about that, getting some texts in. Oh my gosh. I'm doing some research with some students and they're awesome, but we're just kind of all like convening today. So you don't want to just do comedy because, you know, your lady's going to want romantic or they're going to want, you know, I don't know, Michael Fassbender or Antonio Banderas or somebody. But if you don't know how else to express love, it's better than nothing. Okay, then, you know, do something funny. Do something quirky, even if it's making a mug. You know, you have to do something. And it doesn't have to be that awkward. So one thing I wrote about is if you have trouble saying I love you, then don't use the word love. You don't have to use the word love. I mean, you could use, you know, I worship you, I adore you, I am, you know, beyond enamored with you. You know, something like that. I mean, and, you know, if the woman's looking for love and love, and I know I'm kind of talking right now about a guy-girl relationship, meaning the pressure's on the guy to say I love you, but this works for any relationship, then she said, well, you didn't use the word love. And you're like, well, that means more than love. You might fall flat on your face with that one. So what I would do is, if you can't say love, before you even start, express saying, look, I want to say I love you, but that doesn't even cut it. It doesn't even cut it. And I feel like if I say I love you, it's like 1,000 times less what I really feel. So I'm going to say this. That already, you're already in the clear. So you can always try to do that. The other thing, too, is sometimes it's easier to say I am in love with you than I love you. When you say I love you, it's so done. It's so, I mean, it's been done to death that when you go I love you, if you're like, look, I'm so in love with you, that just sounds a little more deep and it flows easier. Just easier to say. Practice it. I love you. I'm in love with you. But don't do it, you know, when the spouse is listening, because then they think you're like talking to somebody else. And then pictures. A lot of us can't talk. You know, we can't put things into words. Well, then a picture. You can do a picture of like your dog or cat holding like a little heart or something like that. Send it to your loved one and go, I love you. That might work. I mean, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And if you can't find a picture, there's tons of them online. I saw one where two people are holding hands and there's a sunset. You know, I mean, you know, you could steal other people's content. I mean, as long as you're not trying to, make money off it. And you could send it to your betrothed and go, you know, look, this is you and me, you know, or something like that. And, you know, be romantic. Now, I do poetry. I wrote a poem for Corey when we first dated. I can't find it anywhere. It was really damn good. It was really, really good. Probably mushy, too mushy for my taste, but I'm like, look, I'm never going to get married if I don't, you know, hook this one. So I wrote a really, really good poem. And something about snowflakes on his eyelashes, and I don't know what I did, but it was really, really good. And it worked. I know it worked. I got married. It's a day. Okay. Problem is now, I just don't have that creative flow. So I wrote you guys one that you can maybe use. Okay. So I tried to be kind of romantic on this one if you guys needed something. I'm not giving this to Corey because, you know, it says, my world was lonely, cold, and dark until you brought it light. I love you more than words can say. You make my heart beam bright. Now, that's just too mushy for me. I want to vomit when I say that. But you guys may be like, no, that works. Steal it. I don't care. Or you could do roses are red, violets are blue. I really suck at poetry, but I still love you. Something like that, again, will still go a long way. So that's good. And then gifts. You know, we talked about how Valentine's Day, it's a lot of pressure because, you know, if your betrothed is at work and everybody else has gifts, you know, you might not want to do the flowers. They're expensive. You might want to do something like, you know, teddy bears or something that looks bigger but could be kind of cheaper because flowers can be really expensive. But there's a lot of things you could do. You could get them a book. You could make a playlist of their songs, of love songs, you know, or songs. This is really, really cool. Songs that you listen to that makes you think of them. And you give them a playlist going, I totally get what these songs are about. Because when I listen to them, I think of you. And, I mean, don't do Baby Got Back or I Like Big Butts. That's what Corey gave me. And I'm like, no, that doesn't work. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a lot of hoopla about Valentine's Day, and we forget that we got Presents Day coming up. Presents Day coming up Monday, February 17th. Now, I will be on air because I like to work, and I want to give you guys an update on coronavirus. I'm going to give you an update today, but then I'm going to want to give you guys an update on Monday. So I want to just really quickly go through a little bit of history here with some of these big days, because it's interesting. The way we celebrate them is not the way they intended. So history.com helps us out a lot when it comes to giving us the real scoop. And so Valentine's Day, it's kind of started from the legend of St. Valentine. That's a legend. Okay? A lot of mystery. We don't really know what was exactly true. We got a lot of Christian and ancient Roman tradition that is mixed into the legend. And so from what we understand from history.com, the Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. They say one legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. When Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and family, he outlawed marriage for young men. Now, again, I can't confirm if this is true because I can't interview anybody from that time, but my guess is I could see that making sense. They need soldiers. If somebody had a wife and kids, they'd be thinking about the wife and kids, maybe hesitating, not being so bold, but a lot of single men are like YOLO, and so with YOLO, you only live once, they probably thought the single men would be a better soldier. And so outlawing marriage meant now you have a bunch of single men. Now, Valentine, who was a priest, didn't like it, thought that decree was unjust, and he defied Claudius. And what he would do is if there were lovers who wanted to get married, he would marry them in secret. So then they're like, but we're married. We got married already. We got married like weeks ago. So Valentine got caught. Claudius ordered that he was put to death. And so that was the more common story of Valentine. Others think that it was St. Valentine of Terni, who was a bishop, who is the true namesake of the holiday. He was also beheaded by Claudius II outside Rome. Other stories suggest that Valentine or Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape harsh Roman prisons, where they were often beaten and tortured. According to one legend, an imprisoned Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself. He fell in love with a young girl. They think it might have been his jailer's daughter, who would visit him during his confinement. Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter signed, "From Your Valentine," which is kind of what we do today. Yay! I know, it's a little mushy. So we don't really know exactly what is the truth, but, you know, the moral is Valentine was a good guy. And he was heroic, put his life on the line for others, and he had the ability to love. Now, some believe Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate Valentine's death or burial. They believe happened around AD 270. Others think that the Christian church might have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in order to kind of depaganize the celebration of Lupercalia. Now, I guess Lupercalia is a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus. Faunus is the Roman god of agriculture. And so that was on February 15th. And so Lupercalia was kind of more of a, I guess, a pagan Roman holiday. So to begin the festival, members of the Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather in a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by the she-wolf Lupa. The priest would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. Oh, not a little doggy. Then they would strip the goat's hide into strips, dip them into sacrificial blood, and then take it to the streets. They would slap women and crop fields with the bloody goat hide. Women wanted to be slapped with it because they thought it would make them more fertile. Later, isn't that crazy? Like nowadays, we're all like, oh my gosh, please, I hope I didn't get pregnant. Back then, you couldn't wait to get pregnant. So, far from being fearful, women liked it, they said. Later in the day, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn, and then the bachelors would come, choose a name, and then get paired for the year with the woman that he chose out of the urn. Many times, these people ended up getting married. So Lupercalia did survive the initial rise of Christianity, later was outlawed because it was kind of unchristian, they thought. And then Pope Gelasius, if I'm pronouncing that right, declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day. All right. Then somehow it got associated with love as opposed to more of a martyr historical thing. During the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that February 14th was the beginning of the bird's mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of Valentine's Day should be a day for romance. Lots of lovey-dovey. The English poet Geoffrey Chaucer was the first to record St. Valentine's Day as a romantic celebration back in 1375 in his Parliament of Fowls. I guess he said, for this was sent on St. Valentine's Day, one every fowl cometh there to choose his mate. So, Valentine's Day stuff, I guess, appeared throughout the Middle Ages. And, you know, it started to become more lovey-dovey. Cupid started to become a figure. Cupid is portrayed on Valentine's Day cards. Little naked cherub launching arrows at unsuspecting lovers. If you get shot with a love arrow, you're supposed to fall in love. But the Roman god Cupid has roots in Greek mythology as the Greek god of love, Eros. And he's supposed to be the son of Nyx and Erebus, Aphrodite and Ares. Others think he's Iris and Zephyr, I don't know, or Aphrodite and Zeus. But according to Greek poets, Eros was a handsome immortal, played with the emotions of gods and men, using gold arrows to incite love and allow and cause some to not love. And then he got, like, kind of branded as this mischievous, chubby little child. And that's why we have Cupid on Valentine's Day cards. So, by the middle of the 18th century, friends and lovers would, like, send tokens of affection. And then, you know, I guess later we had those little baby Valentine's cards that were super small. I don't understand that. Why weren't cards bigger? Then we had to, in class, make Valentine's Day cards, which kind of mine was never very, you know, I had to draw a heart. I could never draw a heart symmetrically. My hearts were always lopsided, you know. But it's now the second largest card-sending holiday of the year. Women purchase 85% of Valentine's. Number one holiday, of course, is Christmas, for Christmas cards. All right, so we got President's Day. President's Day really has nothing to do with Valentine's Day. President's Day was established in 1885 in recognition of President George Washington. It was known as President's Day after it was moved as part of 1971's Uniform Monday Holiday Act. So we used to have a set day, but in 1971, they wanted to create more three-day weekends for the nation's workers. You know, why have a day off in the middle of the week? It might mess with productivity. So let's just make it a three-day weekend. Some states still have the individual holidays honoring the birthdays of Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and other figures. Now, President's Day is supposed to just be for everybody. So Washington's birthday is February 22nd. He died in 1799. We believe he died of a major throat infection that was really, really painful. I need to review that. A lot of interesting things on how our presidents died and what they tried to use and coffee enemas and weird stuff. But he died 1799, not an easy death. And he was, you know, remembered in the 1800s as the most important figure in history. But you also had other, presidents as well. So Washington's birthday was not really a federal holiday till the 1870s. And then they start to add, what about the other presidents, like, you know, Lincoln, etc. So Congress wanted Uniform Monday Holiday Act. This was back in the 60s. And it was championed by Senator Robert McClory of Illinois. He wanted to shift the celebration of several federal holidays to specific dates to a series of predetermined Mondays. So they didn't want to have employee absenteeism, etc. And, you know, they still wanted people to appreciate the birthdays. Now, Abraham Lincoln's birthday was February 12th. And Lincoln's birthday was a state holiday, especially in places like Illinois. So what do you do so you don't have a holiday for every single president? Because in a lot of other countries, they do that. They make it, with leaders, you take off a whole week sometimes. So they thought if we did one day for everybody, it would be good. And so Richard Nixon put into law. And so now Washington's birthday or Lincoln's birthday, whether it's the 22nd or the 12th, is celebrated on President's Day weekend. And that's how it works. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House is responding to comments from Attorney General William Barr about the president's tweets applauding the Justice Department for overriding sentencing recommendations for his longtime confidant Roger Stone. Barr tells ABC,
I'm not going to be bullied or influenced by anybody. I cannot do my job here at the department with a constant background commentary that undercuts me.
The White House says the president isn't bothered by the interview and still has confidence in the attorney general. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell was giving the president some advice as he spoke with Brett Baer on Fox News.
The president made a great choice when he picked Bill Barr to be attorney general. I think the president should listen to his advice. I think if the attorney general says it's getting in the way of doing his job, maybe the president should listen to the attorney general.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. We really do appreciate you guys tuning in. Okay, so with the latest, the count of cases has kind of skyrocketed a little bit. Jumped a lot, a bit. We have over 64,464 cases and about 1,400 deaths as of this broadcast. And we're seeing fear among people as there are cats in masks, seeing little baby kitty cats. And these, there's not masks. I wish I could show you guys a picture of this. See, I have cats. There's no way they would put up with this. But there are people making makeshift masks. Okay, I'm going to have to post this because you see kitty cats on leashes with these little masks. They look like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Hold on a second. Let me see if I could show you guys how. Let me see if I could get this for you guys. I don't know if you could see these or not. I don't know. I'm trying to. They're like masks. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, not funny, of course. It's serious stuff. But you know, when we have cats that you know could possibly get sick, it means people are scared. I by the way, I do love the fact that people are worried about you know their animals. I always kind of worry about, you know, when you know, stuff hits a fan. I don't know if you guys saw Chernobyl. When, you know, Chernobyl of nuclear reactor had its explosion, people were told to leave. They thought they'd get to come back in a couple of days, so they left their pets. Put food out there, left their pets. Mm-mm. Pets, they were never allowed to come back to Chernobyl eventually, because they were lied to. And then the pets were shot. So, you know, I love my pets. I don't know if I would, you know, make them a mask because, you know, my cats are mean to me and I think I would be like, you know, bleeding and need a pint of blood by the time I finally got that mask on them. And there's no way the cat would wear it. Cats don't like masks. But unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at with that. So, by the way, animals should not become infected with the coronavirus, the COVID-19 version, and then give it back to you. So we don't think your domesticated pets are going to be hosts. But it's a valid concern, especially since we don't really know much about, you know, where this came from. They did debunk the theory that it came from a lab, a nearby lab. Now, I can't confirm or deny that, but they believe that this came from a bat cave. Kind of like Batman Batcave. And they said that they found remnants of the original virus. They also said they did some genetic mapping of this virus and found it to be very similar to a 2013 strain that circulated and didn't obviously kill that many people because we haven't had really SARS since 2002, 2004. But either way, they say it wasn't a leak from a lab, as the Israeli intelligence officer had suggested. I'm still open to all theories because I don't know what the hell is going on. But I bring that up because we're being told right now animals shouldn't carry it. Do they know for sure? I don't think so. But from what I understand about viruses and stuff, you know, our animals shouldn't really be able to become a host and then give it back. However, we have seen like pneumonic plague transmitted between pet owners and their cat. Or pets. We do know that there is a dog flu. Dogs could get a flu. They get their own flu. But they can get sick. They can get illnesses. But we don't believe it's going to spread coronavirus or COVID-19. We have 8 planes on lockdown at Heathrow. Heathrow, there's Gatwick and the Heathrow in London. So Heathrow, great airport. I love the British accent. Unfortunately, 8 planes have to be grounded after passengers on board had complained of coronavirus symptoms. Coughing, sneezing. I mean, we all are coughing, sneezing these days. So apparently passengers on a United flight from San Francisco were told to stay put. So we're not even talking about going to China or coming back from China causing a quarantine. You going from U.S. to London could be enough if somebody's sick to be quarantined. So a lot of people kind of freaked out about the whole quarantine thing. And you know, listen, we're doing a damn good job here in America trying to avoid, you know, having this thing spread. We have 15 cases in the United States. I believe 8 in California, 2 in Wisconsin, 2 in Illinois, 1 in Arizona, 1 in Massachusetts. I know I'm forgetting somebody, so I apologize. So we have still kind of kept that at bay with the no more than 15 cases. I'm trying to think what else we have in terms of vaccine. Still working on it. They think they're going to have it, hopefully, within a few months. We hope that this outbreak is done by then. Any thought that it has been curtailed and in control? Nope. not happening, not that, that's kind of been debunked because we had a huge uptick of cases. We're here, we're now hearing that the death toll is at 1370. So Beijing is going to now do a quarantine the other way. If you're coming into China, they want to make sure you're not bringing new cases into them. So they're now doing a 14-day quarantine on people coming in. When I see this and I get asked, you know, how bad are we looking? You know, what should we be doing in America right now? What we need to be doing in America is a fewfold, which I believe we're already doing it. One is making sure we have plenty of hospitals with that sort of filtration system where we have isolated quarantine facilities. One thing that I think we're doing wrong in a bunch of these other countries is the quarantine facilities that they're doing, like in Russia or in China, expose non-sick individuals to the virus. We see this quarantine on this Diamond Princess ship in Japan, where more and more cases are coming forward. And is it because they got the virus and it just took a while for them to show a positive, or is it because they were forced to be in an area and then got sick? A cruise ship is not designed to have that fancy reverse filtration sort of, medical hospital isolation unit. A cruise ship doesn't do that. Same thing with these makeshift hospitals that China made in 12 days and 14 days. Those don't have, you know, the sort of system in place, especially when you're dealing with thousands. We're looking at 64,000. So I think we have to, in America, identify what we're going to do, where we're going to put people, which we have, but also come up with a better way of how we're going to deal with asymptomatic people that need to have that 14-day quarantine. Again, the reason why 14 days, you're going to keep hearing that number, is because that's the incubation period. So if, God forbid, somebody, you know, gave it to me, and I'm like, I feel fine, I could have it in my body for 14 days before it starts showing symptoms. And if it's in my body, I could still express it and give it off. It's given off by respiratory droplet, or bodily fluids, you know, like respiratory fluids, like kissing, things like that. And so I could be contagious without even feeling sick. So we don't know if people are getting infected because they're stuck next to other people, or if they were all exposed and it just took them a while for the virus to come out. And then once their virus comes out, now you have the other people affected. So what we need to do in the States is, number one, is make sure we have enough proper facilities so people that are healthy and healthcare workers don't get exposed. Because right now in China, healthcare workers are getting exposed, are getting sick over and over again. The first doctor that kind of said, look, we're looking at possible SARS, he's dead. So we need to make sure we protect our healthcare workers or people who aren't sick. But then the other thing we need to do is figure out how to calm down the fear of being quarantined, because I, of course, am concerned that you're going to have a lot of people that are going to lie through their teeth. They're going to pretend they're not sick because they will not want to be in a quarantine facility. And so, I'm not sure how we do that. We still don't have a vaccine. We still don't have proper education on it. You know, seeing cats and dogs run around with masks means we haven't really educated people on it, but it also kind of shows that we might not exactly know what this sucker is capable of. Do I think it's going to be widespread in America if we kind of keep up what we're doing? You know, I think we're going to be okay, but it is spreading like wildfire. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, Yeah, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, how many of you have ever reclined your seat back and somebody kind of kicked it a little bit or groaned and got mad, and you're like, well, I had to kind of put my seat back. I, you know, I'm reclining. I have only maybe 2 feet of space in this crappy coach seat, and I'm going to put the seat back. Or how many times have you kind of been just sitting and you're cramped, and all of a sudden the seat comes back, and you're like, ugh. Would you punch the seat in front of you? Well, one guy did. Apparently, this guy might even be prosecuted. So a girl named Wendy showed a video of her sitting there in the seat. And we're not talking like full-on Rocky Balboa punch, but we're talking, once she put her seat back, the guy behind her just kept hitting it. Just repeatedly for minutes at a time. And so Wendy appeared on TMZ Live, and she wants to press charges against a man for what she says went down before she started videotaping him. She also explains that she never went to the FBI. Somebody claims that she went to the FBI. Not sure. Not sure what happened to the flight attendant, but a woman named Wendy Williams recorded a video. This was January 31st on an American Airlines flight from New Orleans to Charlotte. It's gone viral because somebody was Mike Tysoning the seat in front of him. Not even hard, but still, kind of using it like a speed bag. And he was in the last row, and the last row seat doesn't recline. A lot of people are like, well, I want to sit in back by the potty. I know you don't because that seat doesn't recline. So he's sitting there watching videos on his phone, but apparently he gets mad. And then he starts punching her seat, and then he leans forward and says something to her like, this is a turbulent flight. Can't really hear, but he was trying to claim that his punching the seat was because of turbulence. Yeah, right. And then she reported to the flight attendant. The flight attendant rolled her eyes, told Wendy to stop recording the video, and then apparently she gave the guy behind her, I think his name was Ali Jr., some rum. Wendy says she's escalating matters by pressing charges with the FBI against the man who mistook me for a punchy bag. American Airlines has apologized, but hasn't accepted responsibility for the flight attendant, you know, giving him more alcohol. She claims that she had to get x-rays, headaches, lost time for work. This was according to TMZ. And when I look at this, I could see how she can sustain some, you know, damage. I mean, he just kept hitting it, and I for me, I would have probably just had a really bad headache, maybe some neck pain. I don't really know how strong. We don't have video of the whole thing. But it just kind of reminds us that you got a lot of, like, idiots out there. And plane flights are starting to get to the point where we're going to have some major safety issues. We heard, I think, 2 weeks ago of another case where somebody was sitting on the plane and the guy next to her starts rubbing her leg. She asks him to stop and he won't do it. Now, so we're looking at assault, not only sexual assault, but now other sorts of assault or battery. And it's because we're in confined places. And when you're confined and you're shoved up against somebody else, people do bad things. They take advantage of it. Maybe they're mad. You know, this idea of, oh, I'm claustrophobic. It really is real. People with claustrophobia, you know, might just kind of panic being in a close situation, but others may get aggressive. And, you know, I have flown first class a couple times. It costs an arm and a leg. And I think first class is the biggest waste of money. But I did so for two reasons. One is I wasn't traveling with my family. And I didn't like a previous flight where for five and a half hours, I was basically shoved in between two people that you had to basically touch the whole time. And I was like, you know what? I think I might want to pay the extra money. The other is sometimes I start to feel my leg or arm go numb because you can't move and stretch. You're in one position. And I think I just covered a story of somebody having a blood clot, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make sure I can at least get up and move. But, you know, I'm even noticing, and I've been very comfortable. I'm not claustrophobic. I'm really fine in tight spaces. I don't like when I sleep in my bed, sleep all over. I stay in my one corner. I'm very comfortable with small places. I just, though, don't like to be around other people that can touch you or that breathe on you. I can't tell you how many times people would fall asleep on me. So you have somebody else on your shoulder. And I mean, I don't mind, you know, being the shoulder to cry on or a shoulder to lean on, but, you know, gosh, the shoulder's still pretty damn close to the breast. And I don't want to fall asleep having some other man right there on my shoulder or, you know. So I, you know, if you've ever heard or seen me fly first class, it's not because I'm bougie or whatever, it's because that's the type of flight that it's going to be long, and I just don't want to be around angry, tired, mean people. And I've had some pretty, you know, pretty grumpy people in rows around me. Oh, and then the farter. There's always a farter. And, you know, it's one that sits and gets on your teeth. And it's at the point now where I really hardly like to fly. I don't like to fly. I don't even like to spend the money on coach. I had to get a coach flight once, and it was $734. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is this? You know, or, ooh, I hate this trick. So now you go on to, like, Orbitz or cheap flights or whatever. You go on to these websites, and you find a flight that's about $10, $15 from other places. So you buy it. But then they say you don't get a seat. You have to pay an extra $30 extra if you want to get the seat. Assigned a seat. They have a predetermined assigned seat, and it's going to be in the middle. Right? A middle seat. And you're like, damn. And again, if I'm traveling with my kids, that's fine. You know, hopefully they put us all together, but one time they didn't. They put us all in different middle seats. So we were forced to spend the extra $30 a ticket round trip. So that's $60 per each. I'm like, you know what? Why are we even trying to get the cheaper flight? So flying has gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. I mean, I think I'd almost rather take a train so I could work, as long as the train has internet, so I could actually work and I could actually, you know, read, be comfortable, you know, stretch out, walk somewhere. I don't know. But it's, you know, you have people that are pretty, you know, uppity. Speaking of uppity, boy, are people uppity about Harry and Meghan. As you know, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have left, right, the royal family. They didn't want to leave it entirely, but I think Queen Elizabeth told them to poop or get off the pot. And reportedly, they have cut the roles of 15 members of staff in London. Well, why should they pay for staff if they are not going to be there? So according to Daily Mail, Harry and Meghan are closing their Buckingham Palace office. The team was notified last month. The source told the newspaper that while efforts will be made to redeploy people within the royal household, others will be made redundant, meaning they're not going to, you know, spend taxpayer money on staff that isn't going to be used. Currently, the Sussexes, or Harry and Meghan, are living in Canada with their son, Archie. Archie Mountbatten Windsor. And so, from what we understand, she might be pursuing a talent agent. They would still probably continue their charity work, etc. But they left. So some people are mad, thinking she destroyed the royal family. Others thinking, nah, you know, he needed a break. And then others don't care. 1-877-9000. Don't go away.
Rebel. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.